What happened was a couple years ago, Jane Greenblack from the university contacted me and asked me to be a mentor in her program for students with learning disabilities. I also have a learning disability as well, on top of having cerebral palsy. So I thought it was a great opportunity because when I was a student at York, there was nobody to mentor me. And I thought, here's a way that I can give back to a university that gave me so much. So I went and I started mentoring some students, and I'm on my fourth student now. In the first year that I was there, a whole bunch of students who were being mentored by other individuals came and approached me and said, I'd really like to job shadow you because I'm interested in policy as a possible career. And I had about 9 students approach me, and I couldn't mentor all 9 of them. So I began to think about, well, what I can't say yes to some and no to others. I have to either say yes to everybody or no to everybody. So what I thought was the best way was to create a program at my ministry, and I named it Connections. And basically, we allow students to come in, and what they do in the morning, they hear about how government works, what some of the career opportunities are in government, and in the afternoon portion of the day, they actually are teamed up one-on-one with staff, and they learn about things like policy development, operational planning. Some people are interested in law, so we had a few of our lawyers pull those people out and work with them. So it's a really intense one-day program, and I still connect with those students on a regular basis. I meet with a bunch of them, and other of the people that are involved with the program at my office also meet with some other students as well, continuously, and we provide them information on jobs. We provide them information on how the government hiring process works, because it's very convoluted for a lot of the new people. So I would encourage you to consider applying for this year's program. We've had the program for 2 years. The first year we had 9 students. Last year we had 40 students. York University was the only only school we allowed in the first year because it was a connection that I had made. But last year we opened it up to all universities and colleges in Ontario, and we had to send students away. We couldn't accept every application we received. So if you're interested in the program, I created it, so I'm going to sing its praises, but it's something worthwhile, and I would hope that all of you would consider it.
I can add something to it.
Sure, go ahead.
This is more of a general, within the OPS itself has the cards are at the back of the table, but through the general Ontario.ca under the careers portal, which pulls to a ministry called the Youth and New Professionals Secretariat. They're the ministry that, or division that sort of supports students or bringing in new employees. And one of them is the co-op program. And it has numerous positions. It's basically a co-op position with any of the different areas offered in the government, whether it could be HR, it could be information technology, it could be policy, it could be any one that you can think of. There's ones with under finance, and usually what happens is that you get paid to learn this and whatnot, and there's basically different terms, and that's governed by the actual institution. So here at York, and it can be built into six different terms, and you are paid at the level at a certain percentage of the classification of the position. So there's that program. Also, there's the internationally trained internship program. This wouldn't exactly apply because you're in college, but we also have the summer student program. So there's different ways to sort of get experience or involved at sort of the onset or in different ways. But definitely the one way to check out is the is through a co-op, if that's available through your program or whatever that you're taking. So